We're now going to be discussing the very end of the Shemoneh Esrei. When a person finishes, they take their steps back. There's actually a siman in the Shulchan Aruch, Adine HaKrios B'Siyam Shemoneh Esrei. This is the way a person is supposed to bow, and what a person is supposed to do after the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mechaber tells us that B'Mokom Shikolu Shosh P'tzios Yamod. Says that after a person takes his three steps back, Yamod, he should stand still. To the point that it's brought down, V'Yechavin Raglov K'mo B'Tfilo. That when after you've taken your steps back, you're supposed to have your feet together just as you do throughout the Shemoneh Esrei. Kishomer Oseh Shalom Memnesha Mata Atzmo B'Tzad Shechina. Because we're still considered to be opposite Hashem's divine presence, and therefore a person should put their feet together at that point. Person should not take their steps back or sit down. There's certain circumstances that it's not an issue. But preferably, a person should stay where they are after taking their steps back and finishing the tefillah, the hiratzon, until the chazan begins to say the kedusha. Well, look close, at the very least, the very bare minimum, at least begin, when the chaz begins the Shemoneh Esrei, then you could go back. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see another reason for these shalosh psios, these three steps. What's the significance of this? It's brought down in Magen Avraham, Mishum de Amri Chazal, the Chazal tell us, the b'schus gimel psios, shiratz Nebuchadnezzar l'kvod Hashem Yisbarach. At one moment in Nebuchadnezzar, who was instrumental in the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, he took a few steps in honor to honor Hashem. And because he took those three steps, Zochel Hachar Beis HaMikdash, he was able to have that merit to be able to destroy the base of Mikdash. V'lchein, therefore, Anu Posim Gimel Psios, we also take three steps, U'mispal Nishibon Beis HaMikdash, to do the opposite of what Nebuchadnezzar intended to do and was successful doing, destroying the Beis HaMikdash, that we take our steps in the hopes of the rebuilding of the third Beis HaMikdash. So it brought down the Mishnah Berurah that a person should not take their steps forward, she'im chozer miyad, because if a person would do so immediately, domel l'talmid shenifdar mirabo ufasol achor v'chozer miyad. It's comparable to, after all, we are like servants in the eyes of God, who is our master. It looks like we're trying to get done with our responsibilities quickly, like a student running out of school. Sometimes a person's end, what they do at the very end of something, shows their entire intention throughout even the beginning. Because if a person takes their steps back, and then immediately, quickly takes their steps forward, says the Mishnah Berurah, it shows that really the whole davening to you was a burden you want to get through with it quickly. Avol, rather, kishimamtin al kedusha, I'll call upon him, tefilas shatz, to at least be there for a few moments, nira l'kol, then it will be apparent to everyone, shechozer b'shvil ha-kedusha l'chavin l'mashi amr ha-shatz. The reason why you're moving back is either because you're about to say kedusha, or now the chazan is about to begin the repetition. But nonetheless, the significance of what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is that when we daven, we have to be careful that it should not look like a masa, should not look like a burden upon ourselves. The Mechaber tells us, when a person takes their steps back, oker regel small tchil, you should first take the first step backwards, should be with your left foot. And the reason for this is because, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mestama, oker enosh kara diamina beresha. A person who is a righty, at least, not only is they have a dominant right arm, right hand, but also their foot as well. And because of this, they will generally put their right foot first. That's what a person generally will do. L'chein oker kan b'smol. Therefore, when it comes to the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei, we do the opposite. We move first with our left foot, something which we naturally would not be inclined to do. D'mar ba'atzmo ki'il kavid alav Lipatir min ha'omakoyim. Because it gives the appearance that it's not easy for us, it's not something which we feel comfortable to do, to step away and to remove ourselves from this divine connection to Hashem. And therefore, because of this, we use the left foot instead. And it continues in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'hinei seder ha'sholosh p'tzios elohu. This is how one takes their three steps back. T'chilo yasiya b'regel smol, p'tzia katana. You start off with one small step with your left foot. V'achar kach yasiya b'shel yamin, then with your right. P'tzia gedola, a larger step. V'achar kach yasiya b'smol, then your third and final step was again with your left. And this way your feet will then be once again together, as we saw already before, that a person should have their feet together at that point as well. The Mechaber says, interestingly enough, if a person is separating themselves from Hashem, Mishamosev al Shosh Psios Havi Yehuara. Person who wishes to take more than three steps, that's considered to be yuhara, which is a form of haughtiness of gaiva. Taking more steps than everyone else. Take five. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why is that a sign of haughtiness. So you're just like stepping back a little more. Does the nira, because it appears, shucholek kavod l'shchina yosim ishar b'nei adam. We're taking steps back because we're showing honor to Hashem. So you take three steps, but I have such tremendous respect and honor to God that I need to take five steps back, or more than three. So that's considered to be gaiva, and therefore because of this, the Mechaber tells us that's not what a person should do, rather you should stick to the formula that we already articulated. So, as we mentioned, we start off with the left foot. And the reason is because that's, according to one explanation, that's the natural reaction, but the opposite of the natural reaction. But the problem is that we know, generally speaking, we do things with our right. When it comes to mitzvahs, we're supposed to perform them with our right hand, like we find by the lulav and esrog. We put the lulav, which has three of the species, on the right side, the esrog on the left. We do things with our right because the right is more honorable. So it's difficult to understand, ask the Rebbe Yakar, why we would use the left in this particular circumstance. So he says as follows, the Yasa Gilma Psios, as it says in Masechtas Yoma, that you take three steps back, exactly as we've said before. V'yachakach nosin shalom l'smolo. Afterwards, you give greet to your left side, as we do when we bow. When we say, Oseh shalom rimab, we turn to our left side first, just as we move with our left foot first. And the reason for this is Shehu Yamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if we're imagining a mirror, it may be my left side, but it corresponds to Hashem's right side. Therefore, it shows greater chashivas by us doing the left, by Him looking at us, so to speak, at His right. And therefore, afterwards, when we continue in the sentence of Oseh Shalom, we go to our right side, which is to the left of Hashem. Conclusion, I want to share a statement from the Shivli Aleket, who was an individual who lived in Italy, who asks, why is it necessary to take the steps back at all? What's the significance of? So he says, based on the words of the Gaonim, in the Gaonic period, the reason why we take these steps back is when a person's standing during the davening, they're not just doing yoga or meditating. It's as the person is standing in a place of holiness, of sanctity, and the divine presence is literally above their head. And he brings the pasuk to support that. And therefore, he says that we actually find in halacha that within the four cubits of a person, four amos, a person is not supposed to walk in front of them because the Shekhinah, Hashem's presence, is right there, right in front of them. And since that's the case, explains the Shiva Leket, Kivan shenifter adam mitfilah, so once a person finishes his prayers, his Shemoneh Esrei, Sarech nifsoa gimel psios achar, we need to take three steps back, Kedei sheyatzmim makam kedusha, v'yama b'makam chol, to remove ourselves, to make a havdalah, a separation, from this holy experience that we were undergoing, to that of makam chol, to that of our daily routine. After you take the three steps back, nosim shalom zelza, appropriate that we give greeting. Klomer adach shav, until now, haynu b'makim kadosh, before this we were in a holy place, v'yotzianu l'makim chol, and now we're in a secular place, and therefore at that point we say the sentence of shalom.